This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to Casual Conversations. We are back recording finally after a few weeks. We've tried some different things, which we're going to continue to do.
Sorry the Zoom call was a little choppy.
It is, but like I said, we're learning as we go. So yeah. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with my co-host, Elena Sweetser, talking all things life. Thank you guys for sticking with us over a very busy few weeks. I'm going to let Elena fill you guys in on the craziness that is her world right now. So what is up with you?
Life's just crazy. I feel like, you know, I wake up and all of a sudden it's like, bing, 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 my phone or my emails. And I'm like, what is happening? But actually I saw a quote yesterday because I'm like, I remember telling Cole, my husband, for those who are just new on this, I was like, I just feel so stressed. And then literally the right time, a quote popped up on my newsfeed and it says, stop focusing on how stressed you are and start focusing on how blessed you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've been praying for this, for my business to get to this level. I remember last year and I was like, this sucks. And now I'm like, so I'm happy with this crazy.
Yeah, I'll take the crazy when you're making money over the crazy of work when your next paycheck's going to come in, right? And, you know, Elena, as you guys know, she's a real estate agent. So, we're both sales driven, but, I still have a salary and things like that opposed to Elena that, you eat what you kill type thing with her, right? So it's a whole different situation. Me, similar, but I have the safety net of a salary job. So, but it kind of goes into what I wanted to talk about today, which is actually a perfect segue and a perfect segue for you. Burnout. And the truth of burnout, how it affects you, and when you think about how much you take on. And then you look up and you're going, why did I say yes to that when I should have said no? And then what ends up happening is getting burned out because you took on too much, the resentment that it causes, the animosity that it causes, everything that comes with it. But burnout is a real thing. And I think it's something that people like you and I need to hear more because our normal intuition is to always say yes, especially if we feel like it's an opportunity to move our careers forward or we feel like it's an opportunity for us to make more income.
Yeah.
We typically will say yes to those type of things. And then we look back and go, why did I take this on? I can't physically get it done. Yeah. And the reason I wanted to talk about that today is because Elena, I believe, has been there over the last couple of weeks. And I think she's trying to manage
too much.
So much that's been thrown at her at one time.
Yeah.
How do you get through it?
Well, it's been long nights. I'm not going to lie. Long nights. And then when I say long, like I'm working until 11:30, almost midnight. And then I wake up with my kid the next morning and it starts all over again. And then you have your day planned. And then all of a sudden it's like you're getting an offer on one listing. Or I was telling Allison at coffee this morning, it was a wild weekend because I put 3 under contract. And then what that meant, 5 under contract that week. And then 3 terminated all in one day. Out of the blue, like one of my listings, the one I was telling you about where we listed it at top of the market. And then this other listing came on just like ours, very low in the market due to divorce or trying to sell quickly. They went under contract. Then we received a contract, went under contract. The next morning, I wake up to a call from the realtor or a text from the realtor telling me that her clients changed their mind. They just changed their mind. For no reason. They were getting closing costs. They were getting everything they wanted.
And so how do you navigate through that? Because that's a little bit different than my world. And I think people need to listen to it. Because even people that aren't in real estate, there's a lot of people that listen to us that are sales professionals. And they feel like they have an order or they got the purchase order. And then all of a sudden someone changes their mind at last minute.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have being the professional that you are, you not only have to navigate that for yourself, but how do you navigate your clients through these up and down chaotic scenarios? Like, what do you do? Like,
how do you handle that? I told the buyers that unfortunately they have the right to do that. That's the option period. We can't control. We can't focus on what we can't control. We can't control what people are going to do.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we can't control what the neighbor did, but undercutting you guys like that. So for instance, I use Zillow to look at, cause people are on Zillow. So I like to look at the algorithms and stuff, but I'm like, okay, so for instance, all the listings in your neighborhood are getting on average 1,000 views per month. Then they got 2,000 views in 3 days. That should tell you what kind of deal alert it's screaming to people. People are like, holy crap. That house is a deal. It's a steal of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
We can't compete with that. I'm not going to ask you to leave $40,000 on the table.
Sure.
Are you in a position you can't? No, they're not.
And you don't know these people's position. Like you said, the ones that are selling it cheap. Like you said, you speak to the realtor, you find out they're divorced. They just need to get it out of the house quick. So they're selling it at a ridiculous low price.
Yeah.
Knowing they're going to sell it super quick because it's a deal. Mm-hmm. So they could split and move on with their lives. So again, those are things that, like you we said yourself, you can't control it.
And so it's tough because, you know, you see these like,
navigating the emotions, that's gotta be very hard because your sellers are probably super frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You're frustrated. You're putting in hours of work. You're not seeing the payoff yet.
Yeah.
You know, the payoff is going to come, but how do you, Elena, process all of those things and keep the positive attitude, keep pushing through, not letting it affect you, at least in the eyes of your sellers. What do you do?
So in the last 2 years, through maturity, I've learned to focus on, lean more into the facts versus the emotions with my sellers with things like this.
Yep.
Okay, so the emotion part is we're upset, we're frustrated because this happened.
Right.
The fact is we can't change it. The fact is here are the other listings that we can focus on. The fact is this is what the market's doing. So you lean more into like, okay, this is the hard evidence of where we're at and what we can get done. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So it's like, okay, so I do my Monday update. So on Monday I said, another new listing just hit the market at 420. We're at 435. They're 500 square feet smaller, and we are more updated. Here are the facts. It's naturally going to lead more people into your house.
Sure.
The one that did 410, naturally going to bring more attention to your house.
Right.
So we just need to lean into that.
So what advice do you give like your clients now that are obviously, because this market is changing.
Yeah.
It's changing every day. And you know, just yesterday there was an announcement of tariffs, you know, across the board pretty much that I think it affected 70 plus countries. I could be wrong, but it's a lot, and it impacts my business as well. So when you see this, the market and these big up and down swings, obviously you've got to be the constant, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to be the person that's consistent that through all that, and you've got to keep that level head. You've got to keep an open mind, and you've got to be able to navigate your clients through these type of markets. Is there something, I mean, obviously you said you focus on the facts, but obviously they're coming with you with a lot of frustration. What do you say to those people, like to calm them down, like to get them to understand, hey, this is to have them ride this wave. There's got to be a way that you're wording it, or that you can set the emotions aside. Like, how are you getting them to buy in to what you're seeing?
I just help them refocus, really, and I assure them that I'm on your team. Like, I'm gonna get this done for you, because I think that is it's my strength, but also my weakness in my job. Is I take things on personally. Like, I feel like I'm failing them. You know, I can't control that realtor doing that, but I felt like I failed them somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But, and how did I not know that this realtor was going to come in and do a listing $40,000 under us? How did I not know that? Mm-hmm. That's my personality, right?
Mine too.
And, and it's all about me balancing myself. Mm-hmm. And so I just started therapy again, because last week I was like, I feel like I'm failing so many people right now. And he helps rebalance me, which then allows me to go and rebalance my business, if that makes sense.
It does. And it goes back to what we said earlier, burnout.
Yeah.
Right? So you get to a point where you're at a max capacity on stress. You recognize that it's obviously affecting your work. It's affecting how you are with your clients. And but in your head, you're going, okay, I got to get back to therapy because it's bringing me back to real world. And that's what I'm talking about. Right. Mm-hmm. So when we get to these things where we stretch ourselves too thin, and I'm guilty of it as more than anybody. And I take on way too much. And I think to myself, I think for me and personally, I think, okay, I feel like I got a lot of downtime, maybe in the evenings, and you know, maybe that's where, so I've got time to take on these things. The issue is that I don't use the evenings for that extra thing that I'm taking on, right?
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm going, man, I got 3 or 4 hours of downtime. I could take that on. The problem is when do you have that 3 or 4 hours of downtime? Because now you're saying, okay, you're taking stuff away from the family. Family have their stuff going on. You want to spend time with your wife. You want to spend time with your kids. And the clock keeps ticking, right? Yeah. So then the work's piling up on you. And it's this podcast is one as well that we took on, right? And it's been stressful for, especially for Elena, because she does all of the behind the scenes on this. I do the easy part, which is just talk.
It brings the wisdom.
I don't know about that or the bullshit one way or the other. we talk. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
That's all I have to do. So there's all this behind the scenes work that Elena takes on for this podcast. So I'm like, okay, I got to step up. I got to step up and help relieve my friend and take some of this stuff off. Or I got to learn some of these things as well, because I don't want the burnout to happen. And I've seen the burnout, and it's real. And I've seen my employees where they take it on, they take it on, they take it on. Chasing the money, but it's not sustainable long term. You can do that for a little bit of time, but eventually what ends up happening is resentment sets in, and it happens every time. It's okay, why am I so busy? And I feel like this person has all this downtime. But when you look back at it, you're like, I took that on. I said I was able to do that. I said that I had the time to make it happen. Who do you have to blame but yourself? And I do it all the time. And then I snap at my wife, or I snap at my kids. And I'm like, they didn't do anything. It's because I took on extra stress, and now I'm putting it on them.
But people think it's the time, but I'm going to take a step further and say it's your mental capacity.
Yep.
So I might have 2 hours in the evening, but my mental battery might be completely drained. I think I told you on our last week's episode, I came home to Cole one day. I had a last minute go show property. And I came home, which I don't like to do when Kian's home because that's his time. I mean, he goes to school all day, you know? And I came home and I sat on the couch and I looked at Cole. I was like, I'm at a negative 25% or a negative 50% mental capacity. And like, he had to step up that and do the dinner, make the dinner, or put Key into bed. I was like, I'm just at a negative right now.
Yeah. You're mentally drained.
Yeah.
You're mentally exhausted, where all you want to do is go climb and then, your bed and sleep.
And then you go and you sit down and you look at your phone, and all of a sudden you caught up on all your text messages. And this happened just a few days ago. Caught up on my text messages. I look at my phone, bing, 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 30 messages unread.
It doesn't stop. And that happened this morning. Literally, I woke up and Allison was asking me a bunch of questions, and I didn't snap, but I was kind of like what? And I'm like, she's like, babe, I'm just asking you a simple question. I'm like, Allison, I got 50 emails this morning. I'm trying to deal with all this stuff.
I did the same with Cole. Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're trying to get a jump start on your day early. So you're responding to stuff at 6 a.m., 6:30 in the morning, thinking to yourself, man, I've got an early start. I shouldn't be already in a hole at the start. And that's the feeling I get a lot of days where I'm like, I look at my freaking emails and my text messages. I'm like, I just woke up.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I've been up for 20 minutes. I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet.
Yeah.
I'm already answering emails and text messages. I've already missed 4 phone calls this morning. That's just the world we live in. And my wife said it best. She's like, you chose chaos for your career.
Yeah.
You chose to have a career that was going to be jam packed and always busy. Even if the economy's not doing well, my job is always busy for the position that I'm in. I chose it.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I love it because it makes the day fly every single day. There's always something going on, but I, like everybody else, I'm still human. And there's a time where you just get burned out and you're like, I have nothing more to give.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm and mentally exhausted.
I think, honestly, to go deep, is last year, which was a bad timing, but last year, 2023 is when it started, and 2024 is when I started to get out of it. But those years were burnout years for me. Mentally, I just cannot crawl out. I cannot crawl out of those burnout years because I took on a partnership that I shouldn't have taken on with another business partner. I was trying to merge the business, and nothing against him at all. It just didn't work. But I was doing a lot of the back end stuff, trying to redo the rebranding, trying to do the new SOPs and all the systems, and bringing our admin to balance us and where we wanted to go, because he's on his way out for retirement, right? I'm only 34. I've got another 20 years in me minimum.
Sure.
So it's like it was two worlds that just weren't colliding.
Right.
And I felt like I was just constantly grinding. I had my networking group that I just started, which that went from 6 members to nearly 30 members within months. And that's something I've been juggling a lot lately too, is my networking group's growing.
So. Right.
And it's like, I've been dropping the ball being a leader for that group, in my opinion. And I hate that, because I started that. I'm the leader.
But at some point you are, But this is when you got to start to delegate, right?
Well, I just brought on. We have a vice president now and a social media,
which is good, which is smart, yeah, because you have to start doing that, right? Yeah. And scale is fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that's good that comes with it. Now, you know, when you're scaling, it's going to come with a lot of extra work, a lot of extra hours, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of weekend work.
Yeah.
But at some point, you've got to get that next Elena, right? Yeah. You've got to get the next Elena that you can train, that you can morph, and you're still there to support them.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at in my career. I'm in a very similar point. I'm getting to the point now where my bosses are telling me, Ryan, you've taken too much on. Mm-hmm. At some point, you've got to delegate. You got to move stuff down because you're also holding other people back for seeing their full potential. If I hold on to all that stuff and I don't pass it down to my guys, but look, how do they flourish? Yeah. How do they learn? How do they grow? How do they scale? The whole idea behind scaling is to get people behind you taking on the things that you should be, that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And that was something that, you know, Dan Besson, another great shout out to him, a great mentor to me, always said, is there, you look at your day, mm-hmm, and is there things that you are doing that someone else should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is yes, then you've got to put all your effort into getting that thing that you're still doing mm-hmm off of your plate, because you're holding back everything.
Yeah.
You're holding back not only your own personal growth, but you're holding up things moving, progressing forward because you're still hanging on to this stuff, but it's hard to let go, especially when it's been your baby.
Let's put it in perspective. I just had 3 closings this week. I haven't posted about one.
Yeah. And she's on social media a lot. She's been blowing up social media.
Well, but I am so far behind on my social media plan that I have planned, because mm-hmm the problem when you do it all is then you have to prioritize. And I'm mm-hmm like, okay, I can't prioritize a video over a deadline. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so, like, last week, there was an issue with the borrower that we closed this week with getting insurance, because we found out the seller was filing all these claims and her insurance went up from projected 280 to 500. That's mm-hmm a big jump, okay,
yep,
in her payments that she wasn't expecting. I had to drop what I was doing that morning to get it done that day due to the deadline of the mortgage loan in order to close.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so it was like, I had a cancel appointment that morning, which I'm going to meet her today. An admin, I'm hoping it works out. I'm really hoping it works out. I have a good feeling about her. And make me come back to that, because there's something important I want to say about that.
All right.
But I had to cancel an appointment that morning because I'm like, okay, I can't prioritize making this meeting and dropping this deadline where now she's going to not be able to afford her payments going into this closing. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so it's like, it's really hard when you do that, because then I'm like, I feel like I'm pushing, making people feel like they're not important, but it's not that. It's like you have to go by deadlines.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so it's been really hard, and that's why I'm excited for my meeting today with her. But I think a big part of the problem with me with delegating is because I've been burned so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's a trust thing. But I'm much more mature now and wiser than when I was 26 and started my team for the first time. And just was like, yo, you want to be on my team? Come on over. You want to do this? Come on over. And I've just, even admins, like in 2023, we had an admin and I don't know why I was paying her the amount that I was paying her,
yeah,
you know? And so it's like, I, now that I'm better with, boundaries on myself, like mm-hmm I'm more intentional with my relationships with people and protecting myself too and my business.
Yeah. But you also got to let that leash be small too, right? That's a big thing I would recommend to you as well, is that you got to trust the person. I think you hit it right on the head. Trust is a big part. That's been my biggest issue with downloading stuff. As you said, it's the trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to put the same attention into it as me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Are they going to care as much as me? No.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that. They're not Elena Sweetser.
Yeah.
They're not going to be that. You don't need that. You might need 75% of you, 80% of you, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to care about your business as much as you do, because it's on you. It's your business. It's not theirs, right? So you have to, one, wrap your head around that. Two, you got to give these people a shorter leash. And that's where my biggest issue has been in my career with the things that I've done, is I've put so much trust into people, I let it go a lot longer than I probably should have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, deep down, I probably thought to myself after the first 60 days or 90 days, and you can usually gauge things within that time frame. You want to give people a chance to adapt. You want to give people a chance to learn. They're not going to get it overnight. But you can see the kind of work ethic they have.
Mm-hmm.
How responsive are they? How quickly are they getting
their
back
core
to
values?
You? Correct. Their core, what's their character like? And I tell people all day, I'll take someone with great character
mm-hmm
and work ethic over someone that's book smart any day of the week, twice on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's not even a question for me. I'm always going to choose character and work ethic over anything else, because the other stuff can be taught.
Yeah.
But how long do you let 3 months turn into 6 months? Because what you end up doing is you justify it. You say, well, yeah, they're not great, but they're still taking this off my plate. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's something that it's really a pain in the ass. I don't want to do it. And they're doing it for me. So that justifies me keeping them on when deep down you're going, they're not doing enough. They're not bringing enough to the table to justify what I'm paying them. Yeah, they take one or two things off my plate and that's a help to me.
Yeah.
But is that really going to move my business yeah. forward? And that's where the maturity, that's yeah. where things come in. That's those are things, painful lessons I've had to learn, because you hang on to someone for a year, 2 years. One of my guys, almost 10.
Yeah.
And then he moves on to another company, and then you start dissecting the last few years, and then you're starting to talk to the customers. You're going, man, this guy really hasn't done much at all for the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I kept him employed.
Yeah.
You know, at what point do you point the finger at yourself, go, man, I gotta change how I look at my
employees. So it took a lot of growth mentally with my my therapist, which mm-hmm. I call my life coach, because he really does do that for me. But I you know, I used to hold it against those people, but I'm like, I allowed that to happen. I allowed them to come in and take advantage of me and my business and to benefit them, you know? Mm-hmm. And so at some point I have to be like, okay, I need a change.
Sure. Yep.
Right. And so that's yep. why now
self-reflect, my
moving
girl.
Moving forward,
I love it.
This new hire, like when I had a conversation with her last week, I said, these are my expectations going into it. I'm not looking for a part-time person or a temporary person. Who I am as a person is I want a partnership. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Because that's who I am as a person,
yep.
you know, and I saw like this, this young millionaire guy, and he says, when you look into partnerships or whatever for your business, he's like, who they are outside of business is who you will get in business.
Oh, yeah,
if
I
you
agree.
Go in business with a cheater, someone who can cheat on their spouse,
mm-hmm.
they will cheat you in your business.
You're absolutely correct.
And so when you start to think of it like that, I'm like, I want to know you as a person. You know, and this one that I met with, we were sitting there talking, I can tell she's all in about being a mom, which I love and relate to. And I even a part of our business plan, I'm like, I want to build and help you help me, but you also be present mother. I'm not going to expect you to put your baby aside to do my stuff. Like, we'll work together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the type, like, I need to bring more core values in my life like that.
Yeah.
Not one that's like, oh, I just want to do happy hour after happy hour and do this. That's not who I am. So why we naturally won't line up.
Correct.
Nothing against the life you want
to
live.
No, but you're setting yourself up for failure, because again, you're not looking at where you want to take the business. Mm-hmm. And again, what you want is you want people to work for you that are similar to you, that want that work-life mm-hmm. balance. You understand it as well. So the other beauty of that is the employee comes in and now she's like, wow, my boss or my superior looks at things the way I look at things. Mm-hmm. She wants me to have time with my kids. She wants me to be able to go do things. And yes, I got to work hard and I got to mm-hmm. grind when I have to grind. And if there's a time where we got to step up and do extra work, I have to do that. But mm-hmm. she's also going to understand when I say, Elena, I can't do this because I've got this with my son
or daughter. My kid's
sick. Yeah. And you're going to
I will step up.
And then you'll say, wow, I understand that because yeah. I have a young toddler at home.
Yeah.
I understand how hard it is to when a toddler calls in sick and two of us are working and someone has to be at home with that kid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that. Now you guys are very much on the same page. So how can you not be successful?
Well, and so when Kian went to the hospital mm-hmm. a few years ago for a week, remember, with RSV,
yep.
mm-hmm. That wrecked my week. I mean, I had a full line of books of appointments I had to cancel. And I remember calling my clients, and this was my eye opener for me, because I started changing how I ran my business and who I did business with. You know, people who are looking at me as a 24/7, 7/11, whatever. I'm just not that person anymore. You know what I mean? And so I remember calling my clients, and I'll never forget one of my clients who has a lot of money, and I had 3 listings of his up, and I called him and I said, my son is in the hospital. My responses will be delayed, just so you know. And he goes, I'm the last of your worries. Take care of your son. And that was the eye opener for me. And I'm like, I'm working with the correct people.
Well, the other thing is, too, is that a lot of people understand it.
Yeah.
The issue is us. The
yeah.
problem is that you're afraid to send that text
yeah.
message. That's my biggest issue.
Yeah.
My biggest issue, and I still have this problem because my wife gets on me all the time mm-hmm. about it, is I assume what my client's going to think.
Mm-hmm.
I assume my client's going to think less of me. I assume that they're going to move on to a competitor because mm-hmm. I wasn't Johnny on the spot. I didn't respond within 30
yeah.
minutes. Rather than thinking about it, you know what? They're human just like I am. They have families just like I do. And as long as if they know my character is to always be there for them, and
yeah.
I've demonstrated that over years,
yeah.
the time that I need a favor and the time I'm like, guys, I can't get to this right now,
mm-hmm.
if they're not understanding about those situations, one, that tells you a lot about them. Mm-hmm. But two, the majority of the people are going to be understanding. The majority of people are.
Yeah.
The issue is within us. 99% of Ryan Bean's problems mm-hmm. are self-inflicted.
Yeah.
It's the way my mind works. And especially,
a lot of sweets are too.
Yeah, especially in sales, right? Because guys, we live in a very, very competitive world. Mm-hmm. And that's why me and Elena, I think, hit burnout, which is what we started this conversation about today, mm-hmm. quicker, because we're always taking it on because we're so protective of what we have. And for me, it's the fear of losing what I have.
Yeah.
That's my,
or
always been my
big, down. I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't want to let people down. I don't want to disappoint them. I expect no one's ever going to expect more out of me than I expect out of myself. And that's why my bosses don't ever hammer me.
Yeah.
My bosses don't hammer me that hard because they know there's nothing they're going to say to me mm-hmm. that I ever haven't said to myself 100 times. I'm always going to be my own toughest critic, and I'm always going to compete with myself. But I'm just like you. There's a point where you're like, I can't take on anymore.
Yeah.
I've got to have some hours to where I can decompress.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe.
And not do anything mentally. Like it's your brain is constantly working. And at some point you're like, I got nothing more to give at all. And I think I'm glad that you recognize that too. And I need to recognize it more. Why? And I hope this assistant works out for you, because mm-hmm. I think you're at that point where you're like, okay, I've taken on too much.
Yeah.
I've got to delegate some stuff.
Well, and you, Gary, I saw a video with Gary Vee, and the guy was asking about scaling and kind of the similar.
Yep.
And that was what started my initial thought of, okay, I need an assistant. I need an admin. Because of course you're like, okay, now I've got to have a commitment of paying someone. So what if, as a commission-based person, I go a month without income?
Yep.
Now that's a lot of money. That
is
X amount that I still haven't paid an assistant, right?
So
it definitely is scary. But but then you look at it. Gary Vee said, so you make 70% of your next paycheck, but it allows you to make even more the next month.
It's all
that's
about
how you got to look at it, right? And so it's like, I was like, okay, it is time. It is time. I'm scaling. I don't want to lose this momentum. So it's time to bring somebody in and cut my checks a little bit at the beginning, just like buying a house.
That's it.
Take some money out of your account. You put it in there, and then look what your equity does, right?
You're reinvesting in yourself.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, how can that ever be wrong?
Yeah.
You look at any successful person. You know, I listened to a podcast recently, and they're talking about Warren Buffett. And they said, he's like, look, it's a very simple I look at things very simply. I invest in simple companies. I invest, mm-hmm. and that's all he does, right? But he's like, I invest in companies that have a long-term plan. I invest in companies that have a strategy. Mm-hmm. I invest in companies that are going to put the money and reinvest in themselves. They're going to constantly mm-hmm. be reinvesting in the business. And look where he's at. I think he's done pretty well for himself with that philosophy. He's associated himself with people that are constantly reinvesting. But they asked him, they said, what is the one skill? Or they said, well, I can't remember what they asked him. They said, he was in an audience. It was part of his shareholders meeting. And he said, the one thing I would tell people, invest in yourself, mm-hmm. learn a trade, read more, learn more. You are a tool that is where the success is mm-hmm. you. So you are betting on yourself, but you already know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, watch what ends up happening. Yeah, there may be a couple slow months in there where you take a little of a pay cut to pay your assistant, but I guarantee you what's going to end up happening is you're going to be like, holy smokes, I'm making more money than I've ever made. I've got more listings than I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I've scaled way more than I ever thought was possible. I never thought I could take on 20 houses or 25 houses.
I've got 3 more listings coming.
There you go. And this is just after she had 14, right? After literally, guys, no exaggeration. In Christmas time, Elena's thinking to herself, man, do I need to change my career?
F word.
Yeah. But it goes to show you, when you're trusting the process and you buy into yourself and you constantly reinvest in yourself and put on she went all in on social media. You went all in on your postings.
I made a video in January.
You went all in on this podcast. You started putting all these things out there, and you started putting it in the universe. And now all of a sudden these things are coming your way. And it's just happening as a byproduct of the day-to-day stuff. So, but again, I can also tell just in our text messages when she gets frustrated. So I can tell, like, okay, she's burned out. She's stressed out.
Yeah.
She's overworked right now. She's taking too much on her plate. And, you know, I'm pretty good at dealing with stress.
Yeah.
My wife is not. So she gets freaked out on stressful situations. So I could tell, I see the signs when people were like at max capacity on.
Usually I
can't
like
take any more on.
I short text people back because it's like, I'm trying to get done something like, okay. Or lately I've been like liking people's messages and I'm like, oh my God, I need to call them.
Yeah, no. But like I said, we'll wrap it up. And like I said, first of all, thankful. I'm glad we got to get back behind the camera and do this. I think it's the right way. You know, and for the people that have continued to support us and continue to text us and have reached out to ask if we were still doing this, thank you very much for the support. It means the world to us. It truly does.
Why are you so obsessed with us?
But yeah, I don't get it. But ask yourself, are you burned out? Yeah. Are you burning yourself out? Are you taking on too much? Is the result of how you are personally because you're taking on too much? And it's okay to say no. And it's okay to self-reflect and say, you know what? I need to take this off my plate or I should not have committed to this because it is now negatively impacting my relationship with my spouse. It's negatively, I'm taking it out on my kids.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not seeing my friends and family as much because I'm just in that mental
space.
That's
where I've been lately. I'm just in my cave.
Yeah. And you're
come out.
And that's not a positive mental space to be in, right? You got to get out and socialize and have fun. And what are you doing it for? If you can't have fun, you can't enjoy life.
Yeah.
I mean, just to work, you got to have fun in there as well.
Yeah. So. And we also want your feedback on if you like this new format, one where every week we're just kind of doing a weekly recap. And I think we can, I'm just going to say it. We have a guest, upcoming guest, right?
We do, yes. You can tell,
We're not going to say the name.
We won't say the name.
We won't be surprised.
Sure, we can surprise them. We'll say this.
Here's a hint. Bye.
and he is someone that left a very, very successful corporate position, made a very good living, and had an idea, and he went all in with it. And
doing great things. He's growing rapidly.
It is insane.
We're very lucky that we surround ourselves with a group of people that.
And we bounce off each other. So, I'm looking forward to having him on one of these next few that we have. We got to get him on the calendar. Like you said, he's busy like us.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I want people to understand, you know, someone that laid it all out there and took the risk and took the risk of giving up comfort.
Took the risk and also believed in himself enough.
And his wife had to believe in him. I mean, you know, it's one thing to make a decision. And again, talk about burnout. He was doing both. He was burning the candle at both ends. He was working a full-time corporate job, high-up corporate job, and then takes on a full-on business weekends, nights. And, I mean, he did that for almost a year.
Well, I remember when we all went on a trip last year, and we're sitting on the beach, and we're talking about, and he's like emailing, getting this business up and running. And just a year later, it's like—
Not even a year later. That was May of last year. So yeah,
that was April last year. That was April 4th. Right.
Yeah.
And so a year later, now we get to see everything that he's built. He's now not in his corporate world job. He's all in on this business. Like it's kind of cool to see your friend do that.
It's amazing. And what willpower it takes. We talked about burnout and stress.
Yeah.
You know, how he managed that, how he got through that, how him and his wife got through that.
Yeah.
Because again, it's not just him, it's the support system behind it. Yes. So anyway, thank you guys again. We will have him on. Can't wait to have him on there. I think he'll be able to teach you guys a lot. And we appreciate so much the support.
Yep.
Continue to like us, share us. If you think this resonates with you, send it to your family and friends. We love to hear back. We love the feedback that we get.
I'm going to go and say I love the feedback, but I love the exposure more. So if you can please share this will help us get our word out more.
Please.
Bye.
Take care.